Let's switch gears and talk tequila, okay? It's got a pretty rough reputation as far as spirits go, but have you ever had a really, really good tequila, perhaps an organic tequila? That's the sort of appeal Mexican tequila producers are hoping will get consumers in China to drink their product. The Mexican government recently negotiated an end to Beijing's ban on the liquor. Joining me now is Ted Genoese, a reporter for the Food and Environment Reporting Network. He reported a story on the growth of high-end organic tequila in partnership with Mother Jones. So why bother making tequila organic, Ted? Doesn't the distillation process pretty well eliminate any contaminants?
Well, yes, it does. And so the concern for most consumers has less to do with the healthfulness of the product than it does to do with how the product is produced. And so a lot of the demand in the American market, at least, has been for something that's much more sustainable and has a lower impact on the environment.
So you profiled Adolfo Murillo. He has a doctorate in optometry, lives in Ojai, California, and he makes tequila on the weekends. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, so Adolfo has founded Alquimia, this amazing brand of tequila. And the thing that's really remarkable about the brand to me is that while it is tapping into this demand for organic product, what it's doing at the same time is when you say we're not going to use chemicals, we're not going to grow our plants in that way, it requires much more field labor. And what that's done is create jobs in the community that Adolfo is originally from in Jalisco. It's also created a need for improved roads, and those roads have led to an easier way for people to travel into the city of Arandas and opened up education and opened up other kinds of opportunities for the community. And I think that was always ideally part of the plan for Adolfo, that this would be more than just tequila. It would be something of a business opportunity for the entire community.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Who knew organic tequila would have so many social benefits? His tequila's won all sorts of international contests. Can you taste the difference?
Well, that's the other thing that is not to be discounted, is that the tequila itself is really fantastic. When you grow organic, as Adolfo is, what he's discovered is that the plants actually put on more sugar. These are desert plants. They're used to adversity. And what Adolfo has found is that some of the practices that had been employed in terms of adding nutrients to the soil that are chemical intensive, irrigation and these sorts of things produce bigger plants, but they don't produce better plants. Mm. And so what you get with his plants is something where the plant has put on much more sugar, and that sugar is what produces the tequila. It's what produces the alcohol, and it's much richer, it's sweeter. And it's just a really marvelous product.
In the meantime, you write that China has lifted its ban on tequila. Why was there a ban in the first place?
Well, it has to do with really with market conditions and with China trying to protect some of its own spirits market. But as there's been an emerging middle class in China and this demand for all things that are seen as luxury items from the West, and as tequila has become much more of a luxury product and has gone high-end and seen a huge boom in its super premium division, there's been demand for it in China.
Demand for the super premium stuff or demand for just any tequila?
Well, really for the super premiums.
It'll be interesting to see. Ted, let me just ask you this, because it is all about the tequila and the taste. If you do a shot of organic tequila with a non-organic lime, does that blow the whole equation? Or should Maria's tequila be drunk unadorned?
See, I would say absolutely unadorned. I think it would be criminal to have a lime with his extra añejo, for example.
All right. I'll take that under advisement. Ted Genoese is a reporter for the Food and Environment Reporting Network. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
This is The World.